The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I just voted, and you got one vote for mayor.
Oh, no. Run for your life. How about that? Call that came in during the break. Someone voted somewhere, didn't say where, but voted for me as mayor. How's that for a scary thought?
You sure that was yours?
Your morning mayor here. Todd Mitchell? Well, I could see that. Nah, Scott Hanna, not so sure. Yeah. I don't think that'd be a good idea. Yeah. A little scary. Hello, folks. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd Mitchell. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Still to come, we have Jeff Johnson at the bottom of the hour, reinvesting in the Bakken Conference. And that is actually an event that's going to happen next Thursday, the 19th. In Williston. So we'll tell you about a Bakken conference. Actually, this group has done Bakken investor conferences all over the country. A lot of them down in the Twin Cities, Chicago, New York, Phoenix. I believe this is the first one they've done in North Dakota. We'll find out more about that event coming up in just a little bit. Okay? Let's get to some phone calls. I've been waiting to weigh in on the news of the day here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Appreciate our conversation with Scott Davis last hour, Standing Rock tribal member, executive director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, previewing the president's visit to Cannonball on Friday. We'll continue to focus on that this week, and ultimately, as more details become available on the timeline and the possibility for folks to interact with the president, we'll let you know, and also what's on the agenda, what they hope to accomplish. So appreciate that. Last hour, we talked a little bit about a couple of things. One, this immigration crisis that continues to evolve down at the border. A lot of folks weighing in on that. New memo says 230,000 children expected over the next 24 months. There's a third military base that's opened up for migrants, and a lot of finger-pointing going on. The governor of Arizona saying this is the Obama administration, basically, not wanting to do enforcement any longer, and also, setting up incentives to come here. Saying the crisis was created by the president. Agree or disagree with that? You have a chance to weigh in on that. Share is coming to North Dakota. That announced yesterday, and I'm lukewarm to the whole thing. Todd's all fired up, so we're asking you who's right. And, anything else on your mind? You just let us know what you have on your mind. Mike in Valley City wanted to respond to something that came up from our last caller last hour. Go ahead, Mike. You're first to go this hour on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550.
Hi, the last caller stated that he didn't understand where the stigma of natives not wanting to work comes from. Well, it comes from the fact that most natives don't work, or a large majority don't work, and it's not because of a lack of opportunity. There's people coming from all over this country to work here, and you're telling me there's a lack of opportunity? They're victims. They want the jobs hand-delivered to them, and then there'll be a new reason why there's unemployment. I'm a truck driver, and I drove through a reservation up north, and they were advertising that they had $15 an hour jobs for telemarketers there. And there's like an 80% unemployment rate. A month later, I came back through there, and they're still advertising and talking about they have not filled any of those jobs. They bought and paid for victims. Once a victim, always a victim. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Look, there's a lot of issues there, and issues that hold back. I mean, I think there's plenty of opportunity here, without question. It's hard to argue there's not opportunity here. And, by the way, look at Fort Berthold. Look at, the three affiliated tribes there where there's energy development, Native American jobs being created, very low unemployment. Their debt has gone down. They're building a refinery. I mean, they're actively involved in so many different things, and I think that provides it. Now, there might not be as opportunity. There certainly is not as much opportunity at Standing Rock as there is at Fort Berthold. But certainly within a very short drive, there's plenty of opportunity. I'd give you that. Now, that goes to the other issues that I think, need to be dealt with head on. And that's why, I was surprised, quite honestly, to see a press release from Senator Heitkamp on voting rights, because I don't put that at the top of the list. I think there are, the poverty rates. I think the dropout rates. I think the health care issues. There's a lot of issues that go to, the bigger problem: crime on the reservations, systemic abuse on the reservations that hold back individuals from taking advantage of opportunity. But they're human beings that we ought to say, hey, let's address the problems head on. Let's deal with the real problems and let's try and fix it. That's why I bristled all along about, for instance, the whole debate over the Fighting Sioux name. You know how much energy has been wasted on that? When if we go back and look at the history, it was designed as an honor from tribal leaders to the school. It was used with honor, and it becomes an issue that sucks up so much oxygen when we're not dealing with real issues. That's the unfortunate thing. Appreciate the call. Let's see who's next here. Charles, Minot, Tim, and Coleman. We have David in San Francisco listening online. Let's go to Charles first here in Minot. Charles, what's on your mind?
No politicking today.
No politicking today? That's right. It's voting day, election day. Just go vote, right? Can you give me a little more antenna from that cell phone you're talking on, Charles? Because I'm just getting bits and pieces of what you're saying. Charles, you still there? I'm going to put Charles back on hold, Shane. Maybe you can chat with him and see if we can't get a better connection. Or he can call us back at 800-228-0550. Looks like we lost his call. 800-228-0550. Give us a ring back if you would. Tim in Culm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Good morning. Couple things. One, I'm a white conservative Republican, but I don't have a problem with the president coming to Cannonball. I think that's great. I wish more state and federal people would go to the reservations from time to time to see what's going on there. The second thing is, with Senator Heitkamp or whoever is coming up with more polling places on reservations, I can't speak to that, but wasn't it about 4 years ago that the Benson County Commissioner said, we're only going to have one polling place in Benson County, and everybody has to come to the county seat. And those people living on the Fort Totten didn't want to drive or use the mail ballot issue or mail ballots to vote. And wasn't there a big hoop-de-doo about the whole deal? And eventually they conceded and did put a polling place on the Fort Totten for those tribal members?
You're testing my memory beyond its capacity, Tim. I don't remember that particular issue, but that's one of the reasons I asked. Is this a problem? Has this been a problem? And maybe that's the incident that she's referring to when she talks about having it happened here in North Dakota. I don't know. We'll see if others can recall that.
Okay.
And my apologies for saying Culm, because it's actually two syllables in Culm. Is it not, Todd? You're the...
been there a number of times at the K-Fire Cafe. It is Culm. And so I will never... I could have Alzheimer's tomorrow and forget everything else. I'll remember that.
Culm. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that. Got both syllables that time. Charles in Minot did call us back. Go ahead, Charles, and see if we can hear you now.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is Tea Party patriot Vern Brosser from Williston passed away last night.
Oh, he did not.
Yes, he did.
What a tireless energizer bunny that just was always in the middle of issues. Love Vern. God darn it, we lost you again, Charles. But appreciate you calling and sharing that. And I had not heard that. I'd love to know more. Was he sick or what happened? And if anybody up there, Vern lived in Williston. And organized many little tea party gatherings up there, was always on top of issues, and got many calls and emails from Vern over the years. So Sorry to hear that, and if anybody else has any more information about it, let us know. All right, let's go to San Francisco. David, listening online to GCN, what's your take today? David on the news of the day.
Oh, howdy, Scott. You know, I was interested, I don't know if you've talked about the merger of PV with, Cargill. Cargill and PV are going to merge. I mean, this whole thing of monopolies is getting way out of control. And I have you talked about this at all?
We have not, no.
Yeah, just look it up. Apparently, back in February, this offer to merge came up, and the Department of Justice approved it if they would abandon their mills. They would only go with the silos and abandon the mills, and that... To my mind, what they've done is they've come up with a straw man mill. I'm trying to think of the name of the company. It makes it sound like it's a hokey little mom and pop mill operation, but it would be for a company that would be so massive that it would be dealing with one third of grains in America.
Let's see if others are concerned, David. Appreciate the call and the tip. Thanks.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Past the hour, what's on your mind? Back to the phone calls in just a moment here at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA locations. And you hear me often talk about that great 4-for-4 deal. You can start your day with, some hot stuff, breakfast pizza, coffee, or 20-ounce fountain pop, and a couple of cookies for $4. It's my lunch yesterday, by the way. I was in a hurry. I filled up at PetraServe USA. I had a little 4-for-4 deal. Pepperoni hot stuff pizza and one oatmeal raisin and one chocolate chip cookie or a nice 20-ounce Diet Pepsi, and I was on my way. 4-for-4, great deal. And I had the rest of the staff jealous here. Oh, that pizza looks good. Yeah. So they sent them all in there. Anyway, it's a good deal. And that's a good deal every day, all day. So, but there's other great deals that you can stop by and take advantage of, like the Deli Express Charboiled XXL with cheese, or the chicken with cheese, or the barbecue rib, $2.99. The Hershey Assorted Minis with York, $1.19. The Chex Mix, 99 cents. The 10-ounce beef sticks by Jack Links are $1.09. So some great deals this week at PetroServe USA locations. Find them in Mandan and Bismarck. Find them in the Valley City and in Castleton, in West Fargo, Fargo and Moorhead, Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wahpeton. PetroServe USA helping America fuel better. Back to the phones, Alex, in Watford City. You're next on What's On Your Mind. We're going to be there for...
Hi. I was just listening earlier when you were talking about for Fort Berthold Reservation, they got the unemployment down. And we do work out there, and I hope they have their unemployment down because I have to hire anyone that lives on the res before I, like, if they want a job, I have to hire them. And, like, I would have to fire my own people to let them work. And it was just shocking. So, just wanted to let people know that that's actually how it is. Like, they can just tell you what to do.
And that's a requirement of being able to do the work on the reservation at Fort Berthold?
Yeah, I mean, any business that works out there, you have to let them know. You have to register. You pay thousands of dollars and fees. Then before you can bring your own people out, you have to hire anyone that, if they have someone that wants to do it. And once you do hire them, you, like, aren't able to fire them.
How does it work for you, Alex?
Oh, sorry?
How does it work? I mean, in other words, does it work? Does it function? Do you get good people? Do you keep them? What?
You want to do the work out there, and sometimes we get multiple people that want to come and work. I mean, tell you the truth, this year I actually haven't had anyone that wants to. I mean, they can, but it was a little shocking to me that they can actually tell you that you have to hire someone. And, I mean, I would be okay with them letting you, you know, at least giving you, interviewing someone, seeing, but all of a sudden you'll have, we've had people before that aren't qualified that we've had to hire. So, I mean, it hurts a little bit, but. I just wanted to throw that out there so everyone kind of knew how it works out there.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Alex.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah. What happened to Jan and Minot? She had a feel-good story for us. I want a feel-good story today on Election Day, Jan. So I don't know why we're having a difficulty with our connections from Minot today. So give us a call back. Here's another one in Minot listening on KCJB. It's Wade. Go ahead, Wade. You're up.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Native Americans have been fighting terrorism since 1492.
All right. That was a drive-by. We call that in the biz. Just say your piece and hang up the phone. Steve Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd like to comment about the reservation and labor. I work for a drilling contractor, and since late 70s, they've called it, at the time, it was called Indian preference. You had to have on every rig, say, two Native Americans on every crew. And through the last, 35 years, I've seen an improvement in work, economy, just general integration in the American way, I mean, has improved greatly in the last 35 years. I've ran rigs, Wolf Point, Berthold, what's that little one across the river by the casino just south of it there. Anyways, reservations all over the country, and I've seen a large improvement through the last 35 years, and I don't think it's unfair if you're coming into a reservation, you've got work that, yeah, I give a couple Native Americans jobs with, whether it's a drilling rig, satellite imaging, or whatever you're doing. No problem.
All right, good to hear that, Steve. Thank you. Appreciate it. Steve says it's working, and makes sense. 800-228-0550. We got Jan and Minot back listening on KCJB. You had a feel-good story for us, Jan. I want it. Lay it on.
Oh, Scott. Scott, this will make you feel good. Do you ever have a moment where you wish the whole world was watching and there's no one there? I was going south on Broadway at 9 o'clock. The traffic was horrendous. I was near the Broadway McDonald's and Wesley. Right, it couldn't have been worse. And all the traffic stopped. And a mother mallard with 9 beautiful ducklings crossed the road. I can't believe she made it. Oh, St. Francis was working overtime. It made it so, you know, it boosts your serotonin level so you're flying the rest of the day. You think, God, there's good in the world.
What a needless scene.
I ran to Clear Channel to tell the girl, but it was just the girls behind the desk. You know, I said, I got to call this to somebody. It was beautiful.
Well, now you shared that beautiful moment with lots of other folks. So that's great, Jan.
Yeah, that makes the world, makes you smile the rest of the day.
Yeah, that is quite a scene, I got to tell you, especially to have the traffic jam element and get them crossed. And our dogs are barking like crazy a couple of weeks ago, and we looked out the back window, and there's a mallard in the backyard with a bunch of little baby ducklings as well. And it's just a cute little scene. Of course, she's maneuvering them around, and it's fun to watch. The kids loved it. But I like your story better because the traffic
Scott,
elements.
Oh, Scott, listen, you're too young for this story. But when I was a little girl, the hottest child story was Make Way for Ducklings, and it's a story repeated. Oh, it was fantastic. Fantastic.
glad you shared, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Let's get Pat New Salem on here. You're on What's on Your Mind? Got about a minute. Quickly, Pat.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe like I'm basically from Michigan, and the tribes in Michigan, they own like 3-4 different casinos, and it's been probably in the last 10 years. I got a son-in-law, and I got a couple grandkids, but the Potawatomi tribe out there, and I believe that they own the ones in North Dakota and Newtown, don't they own that? But anyway, to get to my point, each one of them get like $500 a month, and they take very good of the tribe. I mean, it's a very good organization out there. Got, like I said, grandkids 9 and 6, and they got like $30,000 and $20,000 in a trust fund. You know, it's going to go for their education. But I tell you, Michigan, that tribe out there, maybe you want to get a hold of them and. But they just started doing this, and it's wonderful how this has developed.
Anyway. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the tip on it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you want to relax, really relax, I've got the place. One of Minnesota's premier resorts on the beautiful shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Great walleye fishing, great boating fun, or just lay on a lounger and relax. Stroll downtown Walker, Minnesota, and do some shopping. The place is fantastic. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. But if you really want to relax, not only do you go to Chase, you got to stay at Chase. How about this deal? You stay 3 nights, you get the 4th free. We're going to extend that summer vacation all summer long. Now is the time to book your deal for the entire summer. Stay 3 nights at Chase on the Lake and receive your 4th night free. No blackout dates, no restrictions. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, you take your pick. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Today by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. And Apache sprayers we talk about a lot on the program for good reason. Been kind of a wet spring. A lot of folks that have Apache sprayers tell us, you know what? Light footprint really helps. Can maneuver those muddy fields a lot easier. So there's one reason to like Apache, and they have new and used available right now. They also have the new ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache. What's that mean? Basically, if you have a part you need for a sprayer, chances are they have it at High Plains Apache. 50,000 parts in stock, on hand, ready for you at a moment's notice to get it. So stop and see them in Mandan or Fargo. Or give them a call, 701-663-2375. Amanda, number 701-663-2375. And if they don't have it, chances are they do with 50,000 parts. But they also have a great way to get it to you quicker now with the direct shipment. They'll have it in a day or two. HighPlainsApache.com if you want to find out more about them. High Plains Apache used and new parts, service, the ET Ag Center. It's all right there. HighPlainsApache.com or stop and see them. All right, we're going to chat with Jeff Johnson about an event next week in Williston. If you're interested in doing business in the Bakken, you might want to take that in. Before we get to Jeff, let's get to these calls that have been waiting. First, Mike and Stanley, and Travis and Minot. Hey, Mike, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Just curious, on Obama's visit to the reservation, has it been declared what the purpose of his visit is for?
Well, he announced it with an op-ed in one of the, I guess it's called Indian Today. Is that what it's basically an online tribal newspaper that he and the First Lady would be visiting Standing Rock, saying he wants to hear firsthand about challenges facing Native Americans and plans to announce new initiatives during the visit to help grow Indian economies. So we know that much.
Well, and the reason I brought that up is I've been exposed to several presidential visits in different areas, both when I was in the military and different areas I've worked, and some of those were on Indian reservations, and the president was coming to visit because he had heard of the deplorable conditions that the Indians lived in and that, you know, the reservation was in. But then once it was announced that the president was going to be visiting that area, they would spend the next couple of weeks prior to his visit going through and putting fresh coats of paint on everything and cleaning everything up. So it was a big dog and pony show, so that when the president actually showed up and what he saw was, oh, this isn't so bad. And he wasn't actually getting the true picture of what was going on. And, you know, and then he would leave and then everything would just kind of disintegrate back into the conditions it was previously, and then he leaves with this false idea of, you know, oh, it's not as bad as what it was made out to be. And I didn't know if that's something that he was coming to look at.
Yeah, I think there's a connection to one member of his staff has a connection to Standing Rock, so that's part of it, I guess. Appreciate the call, Mike, and we'll be watching closely all of the outcomes of the visit, including what you're talking about there. Travis in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I'm with you. I don't think I'd spend my free time going to see Cher, but that's not really why I called.
Thank you. I forgot about our Cher debate here. Yeah.
Not married to my wife, obviously, but there we are.
Hey, guys, couple things. I think, you know, there was some offense taken by, obviously, somebody from the tribe in regards to Indians being, called lazy. And I don't, there's lots of hardworking natives. I actually have customers that are native, great people. But, you know, as anywhere, there's people that are lazy as well. And I think it stems back to a fairly unique problem that the tribes have, and that is, they have to create, as a sovereign nation, either create their own jobs to keep their people busy or leave the tribe or leave the area, the reservation, to go find jobs. And if they're not willing to do either of those, they'll always have that problem because people aren't just going to invite themselves into their area, their reservation, to grow business, and unless it's like the oil field, and I think that's probably a unique opportunity now for many to take some jobs. But, you know, you have to take action to create jobs. Nobody's going to do it for you.
Excuse me, Travis, thanks for the call. Appreciate the comments, and others welcome throughout the program. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. All right, I wanted to tell you about an event that's happening next week by the Thursday in Williston. It is put on by a group called the Real Estate Communication Group, and it is a reinvesting in North Dakota and the Bakken conference. Jeff Johnson from the group is here to tell us a bit about what you can expect if you plan to attend this event Thursday, Williston Area Rec Center, from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. next week. That's Thursday the 19th. Jeff, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Scott. Great to be with you today.
And I mentioned earlier to the listeners that you put on some great conferences, down in the Twin Cities in Chicago and New York and Arizona. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the first in North Dakota. Tell us a little bit about the conferences themselves, what happens at them, and why you're bringing it right smack dab in the middle of the Bakken.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you mentioned, Scott, we've done some events all over the country, and we've hosted about 12 events on the Bakken, and we've had north of 2,500 people that have attended these events over the last couple of years. In fact, I believe you were at a recent event that we had about 500 people down in Minneapolis, and, you know, I kind of call those events that we were on in Minneapolis, Chicago, and other parts of the country, Bakken 101 events. What is the Bakken? Where's North Dakota? What's going on up in North Dakota? Maybe they've heard about it. Maybe they've read a story in the Wall Street Journal or whatever it is. And the purpose of doing this event right in the heart of the Bakken in Williston is I know there's probably a lot of individuals that are either looking for things to invest in and around the Bakken. And we thought we'd put together a conference that we would like to invite all of our past attendees that have attended our events all across the country, in addition to landowners or other individuals that live within the Williston area or around the Bakken area that are interested in learning more about how they can potentially participate in opportunities, whether they're oil and gas investments, whether they're real estate opportunities that maybe they can be a part of a syndicate to be a part of a next apartment project that might be going up in Watford City or Williston, or maybe it's a land deal, whatever it is. The whole point of this program is to bring some players together that are doing deals and make these deals available for investment. And then in addition, I think kind of a unique perspective to this event, you know, a lot of the landowners or real estate owners might be sitting on a bunch of real estate, and they might be interested in potentially doing a 1031 exchange to avoid taxes and to defer any capital gains. And we're bringing a gentleman in out of Minneapolis who's syndicated over north of $1 billion worth of 1031 investments in his career. So a very successful guy. We have a lot of incredible speakers, you know. And then in addition, we also brought in kind of the angle. We have a gal from Merrill Lynch who's going to be joining us, as well as Wells Fargo Advisors, to give kind of some wealth management strategies, family planning strategies for individuals, especially if you're a landowner that might be sitting on a bunch of land and a bunch of minerals, and you don't know exactly what to do now that you're sitting on all these minerals. How do you protect your family's wealth for basically generations to come?
What a great lineup of experts that will be there, and that's the hallmark, really, of your conferences is getting these you know, pros to provide just a wealth of information, right, Jeff?
That's correct. That's correct. So, I mean, you're going to hear everything at this event. Like I mentioned, we have a you're going to hear about 1031 exchanges. You're going to hear from some very high-end financial planners. You're going to hear from some legal professionals. You're going to hear from some real estate professionals. You're going to hear from some CPAs. You're going to hear from a little bit of everything to get a flavor of literally how to protect your family's wealth. In addition, if you're looking to participate in a deal, maybe you want to participate a deal in your backyard. Well, you know what? A lot of these people that are going to be at this event are either connected and are doing these deals themselves, and might be a really nice fit for you to you know, stop on by next Thursday.
And again, the particulars on the actual event itself, it is taking place from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Williston Area Recreation Center in Williston. That's next Thursday. And you have a website set up so folks can go to BakkenSummit.com and register or get more information on it. BakkenSummit.com is the website. Anything else you want to tell folks about the plans for next Thursday?
Yes, and if they enter the code Bakken in the promo code, they'll get an additional $20 discount, and lunch will be included in the registration, as well as hors d'oeuvres and refreshments throughout the day.
All right, so remember the promo code Bakken. Is that what you said it was, Bakken?
That's correct.
All right, so BakkenSummit.com, Bakken, the promo code gets you an additional $20 off, and you got lunch in the event and a good chunk of your Thursday next week, June 19th, set to learn a bunch with a lot of great experts coming to the Williston Area Recreation Center. And again, Jeff's group's been doing this all around the country. And I think it's great you're coming to right smack dab in the middle of North Dakota to do this as well and bring some of these experts and get, you know, the meetings and the spark and the deals that happen at these things when you get some folks together on both sides of the table. Pretty incredible to watch, aren't they, Jeff?
It's amazing. It's amazing. So I look forward to next Thursday. It should be fun.
BakkenSummit.com, the website, reinvesting in the North Dakota and the Bakken, a chance to learn more about this historic economic opportunity and hear from some experts as well. This is an industry, not a boom. I think, speaking of Williston, that's one of Tom Ralstead's favorite lines from the Williston Economic Development Office, because, you know, the facts suggest that. This is not boom bust. This isn't cycles. This is an industry that lasts for five decades, and events like this really have a great opportunity for you to get a handle around that. So we look forward to seeing you next Thursday, Jeff, and thanks for holding one of these in North Dakota.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Jeff Johnson from the Real Estate Communications Group putting this on. BakkenSummit.com, the website, 11 to 5 Thursday. Next week, June 19th, circle the calendar, Williston Area Recreation Center. We'll be there. Looking forward to it. All right, short break. And by the way, Merrill Lynch, Wells Fargo, we didn't even go through the list of folks that are presenting here, but some great experts. More coming up after the break. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Last chance, folks, to tell us what's on your mind for a Tuesday on Election Day. Vote, vote, vote. Can't say it enough. Get out there and vote. Even if you thought, I'm not going to fit it in today and, you know, you're not going to quite make it. Come on. You got to do it today. Go to it. It's your civic duty. Don't put it off. I don't know why I'm preaching to this crowd. I know that the folks here are civic-minded and the vast majority of you will be voting. In North Dakota, I know that. Hey, before we get back to the phones, we got to answer the question why farmers do what they do. Our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the ones that bring ag home every single day, round us up answers to your questions. And someone called and actually submitted a question that wanted to know why farmers give dairy cows antibiotics. So we found Chuck, a farmer from Napoleon, to answer that question. Chuck, tell us.
Antibiotics are used sparingly on our farm, but there are times when the medicine is necessary. The main reason antibiotics are used in dairy cow is because she has mastitis, an infection of the udder. This infection can be treated with a local dose of medication. Whatever the course of treatment is chosen, the milk from the treated cow is withheld from the milk tank. In fact, there are stringent testing requirements for milk producers, which are implemented by the production company. We also test the milk to see if the milk is clear of antibiotic residue to ensure that the milk quality is perfect for the consumers. Milk quality and cow health are closely related and are the top priorities on our farm. And antibiotics are sometimes needed to keep the health of the cow.
All right. Appreciate the answers, Chuck. And if you want to know why farmers do what they do, we love getting you answers. So submit your questions at ndfb.org. North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. 9 minutes before the top of the hour, the rest of the program all yours. To share or not to share? That's one question for you. Yeah, C-H-E-R, that's share. Todd's all fired up to take his sweetie to share, and I'm yawning. Who's got it right? Or anything else on your mind, let us know. Sam in West Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Go ahead, Sam, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. Hey, I did vote already.
Good for you.
But, you know, reason for my call, I've always, all my life, have been confused about how the Indians fit in our society. You know, I'm going to throw these questions out. Do the Indians consider themselves U.S. citizens? Do they consider themselves U.S. citizens and citizens of their nation? And if so, do they say the Pledge of Allegiance? Do they, another question is, do they, just for being an Indian, do you get a check from the federal government just because you're an Indian? I've always heard of people that are quarter Indian, so they get this much, or half Indian, and they get that much. And then, I'm 60 years old, and when I went to college, if you were an Indian or had the slightest amount of Indian blood in you, you went to college for free. You know, is that still policy? You know, these are kind of questions that are awkward and hard to ask, but, you know, I just don't know.
Well, you've asked, and we'll get you some answers. You know, my vote is that we lose all hyphens, right? That we are Americans, plain and simple. But there are some folks invested in you know, hyphen building, and in groups, and you know, different you know, segments of society. That's the part I don't like. As far as your laundry list of questions, we'll throw it out there and see if anyone wants to tackle it. Len in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Len.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. You know, I want to add to that, the continued balkanization of this country, dividing people, is absolutely destroying us. My grandparents came over to the United States in the early 1900s, 1910, 1920, somewhere around there, from some European countries, and they were persecuted. But I don't bring that up every day. And, you know, to be honest with you, I really don't care, because it was over 100 years ago, and it does not affect me. I'm here in the now, and I need to do the best that I can, and I can't dwell on the fact that my grandparents were persecuted. What good does it do? But, you know, I called primarily for the gentleman who called in earlier and mentioned that they're required to have two Native Americans on their drilling crews. You know, the problem that I have with that is, don't you want to search out the best? If those two Native Americans are the absolute best that you can get, then fine, hire them. But it actually, in my opinion, hurts people when you do stuff like that, because when you walk into, say, a doctor's office, and I hate to say this, but you see a doctor who is black in color, you know, do you wonder in the back of your mind, is he there because he's a fantastic doctor, or is he there because some affirmative action program said that he had to be put there? You know, so it hurts him. You look at people like the neurosurgeon who has been on Fox News and, you know, been in a lot of conservative talk programs lately. You know, that guy's brilliant. You listen to him, he's brilliant. So you know that he got to where he is based on his abilities. But, you know, when you see somebody who's there just because they're there, because they fit within a certain group, whether it's racial or it's heritage, you know, it's terrible. You should not do that. You should search out the best people for the job, regardless of their skin color, regardless of their nationality, and hire them on that basis alone.
Appreciate the comment, Len. Thanks a bunch. And I'm going to get one more real quick in here from Dwight. Dwight, just 30 seconds for you.
Yes, is this the first time that a Muslim president has visited North Dakota?
Yeah. Sorry, Dwight. Can't. Not enough time to address the nuances of your question there. It's the first presidential visit for Barack Obama to North Dakota. All right, Todd, you've got all gaga about Cher, and we'll try with you tomorrow. Yes. All right. See you, folks. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Longevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.